We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right. Not a good morning for Alex Trebek. Oh.
Yeah, that's sad news.
Yeah, it is. Alex Trebek, that's the sound of my mama's kitchen. It is. She always had him on in the background when that show was on. And
yeah, my mom was a fan of that, too.
Yeah, and that's how long he's been around, right?
Yeah, even my mom.
Yeah. And, you know, as soon as my dad, because, you know, being thrifty, she wanted two televisions, you know, one in the living room,
right,
one in the
yeah,
kitchen. And my dad, of course, said, well, Marilyn, I'll just build you a rolling cart. And he put the TV on top of it, which, of course, at that time weighed, you know, I don't know, 500 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
What did those TVs weigh?
Yeah.
They were like 2 feet thick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was big. It was one of the big ones for the time. Like, those big TVs that preceded the big screen.
Maybe 24 whole inches at that
point.
It might.
I think it was even bigger than that. I mean, if it fell on your foot, it would have crushed it.
Yeah.
And so she, you know, man, she'd roll that cart back and forth. But when Alex Trebek came on, you know what I mean? And you'd see, hear the opening bell.
Yeah.
TV had to be rolled into the kitchen where she was. So that was this is one of the sounds of my childhood. And I love the way he did the announcement yesterday, because he manages, you know, in less than 50 seconds to take you from, oh, no, to laughing.
Yep.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me, keep the faith, and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Amen to that, Alex. That's good.
Yeah. I was driving into work and I heard him ask for prayers and I said one. But the survival rate is not good at this point. He's 78.
No.
He's had a wonderful life. So, you know, just basically letting folks know.
Well, I'm glad he's not giving up.
I
mean,
you know. No, that's awesome.
And obviously he's in a situation where he has earned what he has, and whether it's, you know, financial or whatever. And so he has maybe some more resources than a lot of us have, but still. That's going to be a difficult fight, but I admire him for saying, hey, you know, this is what I do. This is what I like to do. Plus, I signed a contract, so.
Hey, you know, my grandfather, when he was 79, had a fairly advanced case of prostate cancer, and they had moved him into a hospice facility.
Yeah.
And he just was not having that. I mean, he was a very old-fashioned man. Grandpa George was, and he didn't like these female nurses. That was a radical concept, right? I mean, these female nurses looking at him naked while he was showering. He wouldn't put up with it. So he just walked out of the facility, got on the bus, and went home. It's my granddad.
Yeah.
And he had every bit of his mind when he died 10 years later.
Wow.
He was frail, but never mentally lost it at all, and he ended up signing up for a drug trial, and he did. He beat prostate cancer for a decade after he had checked in. You know, to kind of be supervised in the, you know, not the final stages of life, but close to it. So, you know, you never know. Never say never in this life.
Yep.
So, God bless Grandpa. And, of course, you know, he'd probably still be with us today. That man was going on forever. He had issues with female nurses. And so he didn't go to the doctor and didn't get checked. And that's why they didn't catch it in the first place. Very treatable if you catch it in the beginning when it's, you know, nice and early, as with many, many, many cancers. All right. Anyway, moving on. I don't know what it's going to take, a 2x4 upside the head, to get Congress to understand that we have a crisis on the border. Now, Brandon Judd makes an excellent point. He has been testifying before Congress since 2013, and he is the head of the Border Patrol Council, right? And he said, I've been called upon, he wrote this, to give expert congressional testimony about various aspects of border security on 18 separate occasions since 2013. He's testified on, you know, in both houses. And he said, this is important because during every hearing regarding border security at which I testified in 2014, Democrats claimed the United States was in a state of humanitarian crisis at the border. While Republicans agreed with the notion of the crisis, they argued it was one of immigration loophole exploitation. Now the numbers are dramatically higher than when the Democrats said there was a crisis at the border. And they're insisting there's no crisis at the border. And the Republicans are out to lunch, where they normally are. Kirstjen Nielsen, I mean, when the head of Homeland Security comes before you, okay, she's the one responsible for keeping the country safe. She's the one responsible for keeping our borders secure. And she begs you, she pleads, like, what can I say to make this real for all of you?
Illegal immigration is simply spiraling out of control and threatening public safety and national security. We face a crisis, a real, serious, and sustained crisis at our borders. We have tens of thousands of illegal aliens arriving at our doorstep every month. We have drugs, criminals, and violence spilling into our country every week. And we have smugglers and traffickers profiting from human misery every single day by exploiting people who are seeking a better life, deceiving them about our laws, and fueling everything from sexual slavery to child exploitation to the smuggling of illicit goods. Make no mistake, this chain of human misery is getting worse.
Now, it's difficult to tell what she's trying to say there.
Well, she's having to be very careful because she was treated disgracefully by the Democrats on the committee yesterday.
Oh, it was outrageous. All they wanted to ask about, they laughed off the idea of a crisis, never mind the record numbers showing up at our border that are continuing to escalate.
Yeah.
They laughed that off, and then they grilled her about, do you keep kids in cages? And she was like, we don't have any cages. And they kept demanding to know about the kids in the cages. She's like, we don't have cages. And they just kept repeating it over and over again. And that was it.
Now, did you happen to catch Tucker Carlson last night?
No, should I have?
Yes, you have.
Did I miss an epic
Because
rant?
Tom Holman, the former acting ICE director, was on there with Tucker Carlson last night talking about this exact issue. Those cages were installed in 2014 and 2015. Who was president during 2014 and 2015? Oh, it wasn't Donald Trump. It was Barack Hussein Obama. That's who was president when those cages were installed. Mr. Holman says he's the one who had them installed. He said he's worked for six separate presidents, and he always respected the person who was there because he respected the office of the president, and he always did what he was told to do. But he said he's sick of this, that these people they had no problem with those cages, which are basically sections of chain link fence, which are put up in those areas to protect the children that are detained there at the border as they are being used to get access into this country by other adults, because they don't necessarily know the status of those adults that they're with. So they're protecting them. But those cages that Democrats keep talking about were erected in 2014 and 2015 during the Obama administration. He said, FOIA it. You'll find out. It's true.
Well, I'm going to have to go get that audio. Thank you. I'll check that out. And, you know, in the meantime, okay, this is the same week in which Washington Post fact checked this idea that women are being sexually assaulted, and brought across the border as sex slaves against their will. Fact checked it, said it was wrong, right? This is a Washington Post fact check, which my liberal trolls always say, see, Washington Post fact checked. The DHS secretary, who would know, right? Said, listen, so many migrants are raped on the way to the U.S. that ICE now gives every girl 10 and older a pregnancy test. So who's going to fact check the fact checkers? Is Washington Post going to run a retraction, or is that just fake? She just made it up. I mean, we're literally at the point we're arguing about what is reality in this country. We can't even debate the issues because we can't even agree on what is reality. And it doesn't matter what the bureaucrat in charge says.
Yep.
It's just dismissed. No, that's not reality. Not reality. Oh, and they called Trump delusional for thinking that women were sexually abused as they were being brought over the border, that he had just made that up and there was no evidence. You know, and I mean, meanwhile, the whole time, DHS is giving every girl over 10 a pregnancy test because they assume she's been raped. But the left is so deluded. Good morning. All right. Is there a crisis at the border? Folks, this is why you can't trust fake news. If you still think, seriously think, that the Washington Post or the New York Times is a legitimate source of news, and believe me, I have many arriving on a day-to-day basis that try to fact check me. Well, the New York Times said, I don't care. They lie. In fact, they can't even keep their lies straight. Their lies are part of a strategy of lies designed to confuse. Let me give you an example. This is how insane this has become. We are literally at a point, this is not just about immigration, we're literally at a point in our society where we are struggling to differentiate, the public would have to be struggling to differentiate what's real from what's not. That's a normal state of affairs in a totalitarian regime. But in America, the media has always lied to us. But this is way beyond. I mean, you can literally sniff out the fake news by fact-checking the New York Times. This is an incredible example, as Breitbart points out today, with links. I'll put this up on the Facebook page. New York Times now says that the crisis at the border is at a breaking point. The exact same thing that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told Congress yesterday as they sneered at her. The New York Times says the border is at a breaking point yesterday. That's 1 month after a fact check claimed there was no emergency. And they accused Trump of lying. They make this stuff up, folks. Look, if you're new to talk radio, I know that's hard to understand. I know it is. But let me read this to you. 1 month after claiming there is no emergency at the border, the far-left New York Times now concedes the border is at a breaking point. In real time, as President Trump gave his State of the Union speech last month, the Times branded the president a liar over his claims that there was an urgent national crisis at our border. This is false, the Times told its readers, although at the bottom of the fact check, they did concede a record number of families have tried to cross the border in recent months. So bury the truth at the end. Exactly a month after they branded Trump a liar in real time during a State of the Union address, no emergency at the border, the same New York Times is reporting our border is at a breaking point. Quote, the number of migrant families crossing the southwest border has once again broken records, with unauthorized entries nearly doubling what they were a year ago. Folks, this is a flood. Look, I know you're weary of illegal immigration. I know we've been talking about it for so long. I'm sick and tired of it. But we are seeing unprecedented levels here. We're in uncharted territory of chaos and lawlessness. Breitbart nails this, by the way, as they fact check the New York Times using their own fact check. Border's at a break, you know, Trump's a liar a month ago, no emergency. Today, border's at the breaking point. Do they not owe Trump an apology and a retraction? Nah, it's just whatever the talking points are today. I don't even know how you keep up with it if you're on the left, taking this in as an actual news product. Here's what Breitbart says, and this is exactly what they're doing. What the corrupt establishment media are doing here is pretty obvious. When Trump accurately informs the public about a crisis on our southern border, the media brand him a liar, which gives Democrats the cover they desire to not give Trump the resources he needs to contain the crisis. Then, as the crisis worsens, the Times gleefully reports on how out of control everything is, how Trump is not able to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Basically, the media use propaganda to stop Trump from getting the resources he needs so that they can then turn around and blame him for the out-of-control problem. You know why they want to do that? Because Trump said he'd fix the crisis at the border. And they have done nothing but undermine him ever since. And so they want to demoralize you. He can't fix anything. It's just getting worse. Look at him. What a failure he is. The same people who said there was no crisis, now blaming the president for the crisis at the border that they claimed a month ago he was lying for saying there was a crisis at the border. Folks, you can't, if you're new here, and I've vowed to begin talking to those of you who are new here, because we have seen the ratings double since I got here, and we have new people coming in every day. I thought they'd stop going up. They haven't. And so, you know, we have new people showing up all the time. And I have to keep in mind that a lot of you are new here and that what you're hearing for the first time does sound shocking and almost unbelievable if you've come in from regular reality as created by these people. And that's why I like to bring these to you to show you, you can't trust these people. They lie to you. They lie all the time. It's not real news. You got to have at least two good news sources. One on the right, you can come here. One on the left, just to see what they're saying. I like to watch what they're saying. That's okay. Or you won't have any idea what's going on in this country. You won't. And they manipulate and manipulate and manipulate. James, calling in on immigration. Hey, James.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to touch base on something you were saying. You were saying that we can't have a discussion because we can't agree on what's reality. I kind of feel like you're dealing with people that are really blind to reality themselves. And I'm going to bring up, I don't know if you remember, but about a year ago, there was a young couple that gave up their Wall Street jobs and decided to go on a bike tour around the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they ended up in like ISIS territory or Taliban territory and got killed, beheaded for it. And I think this is kind of indicative of why the right and the left can't seem to, we're not looking at the same thing. No. You know, their whole attitude was, you know, the world is a safe, beautiful place and you ride right through enemy territory. And you end up dying for it. You lose your life for it. So, I mean, if your rose-colored glasses are that thick and that colored, that you would not realize you're putting yourself in mortal danger by an action you're about to take. Clearly, if you're sitting at home in America and the average, you know, person on the left is sitting at home in a comfortable chair on their cell phone, upset with Breitbart and upset with Fox News, they're not going to see things the way we see it. And, and I think that's where we have this breakdown in communication.
Yeah, you know, that is so well put, James. Just like ISIS territory, you're right. Ignoring all of the facts that are easily obtainable, in preference for whatever the fantasy is. I mean, that is what is going on in this country. And you have absolutely nailed that. And I don't know how to fix it. They know how to fix it. Throttle Breitbart. Deplatform them. Do that kind of thing. That will come. They are working up to that. Because when the facts are not on their side, there is no other option but to shut up the other side. Speaking of the other side, wait till you hear what Kirstjen Nielsen said yesterday. And if you could, wow, if the country could just hear it, what a difference it would make. James, thank you for your phone call. Good morning. Texter writes, hey, noobs. Welcome to Talk Radio and the Awakening. We're glad to have you. You are now tuned in to the last free-speaking intellectual political format, 106.3 The Word. Now let's get our country focused and back on track for prosperity. Love that text. All right. Speaking of getting focused, I did this later on in the show yesterday, but I want to bring it up now. I want to bring it back up. I want you to remember how focused we were as a country at the direction of the media. And in January, February, on two hate crimes. One of them was Jussie Smollett. That was everywhere. You saw that, right? Turned out to be fake hate, as they often do. Pretty much always do, actually. And then the Covington Catholic kids. We've talked a lot about that and what it meant. Covington Catholic kids was one of the worst cases I've ever seen. Literally for standing there with a smile on their face, doing nothing and being polite, they were dubbed racist. Deemed racist. Never mind that in the beginning of the tape, actual anti-Semites and homophobes were screaming homophobic slurs at them while they politely, just deferred to them. I mean, did nothing. The self-control was unbelievable. I mean, to be able to stand there and take it. The Covington Catholic kids were racially slurred. They were slurred with homophobic remarks. And the media said nothing. Those who attacked them, who are on the left, got a free pass for screaming actual homophobic slurs. Can you imagine if the Covenant Catholic kids had been screaming those same slurs? Oh, we'd never hear the end of it. They would have been destroyed for life, completely unemployable. But the actual liberal activists screaming the slurs, media didn't bother with that. Because it's okay. It's okay to slur homosexuals. It's okay to slur Jews. It's okay to slur white people. It's okay to slur anybody if you're the right people. It's called liberal privilege. And liberal privilege in this country increasingly means that when hate crimes are committed against groups of people who are not Democrat grievance groups, it doesn't count. Keep in mind that as the media was dominated by the Covington Catholic fake news and the Jussie Smollett fake news, actual hate crimes were occurring. And I bring this up not to make you mad or upset you in any way, but so that you can see how the media manipulates your reality. If you get nothing else from this show, I want you to take that away. Unbelievable what is going on in New York. And there's video, unlike Jussie Smollett, where the video was missing right from the beginning, of Jewish people being beaten so badly on the streets for being Jewish, they wind up in the hospital for a week fighting for their lives. This has happened to multiple Jewish men. It particularly happens to ultra-Orthodox Jews in New York because they are very easy to pick out because their dress differentiates them. Where's the media? No, where's the media? In New York City overall, there have been, are you ready for this? Think about the two supposed hate crimes that turned out to be fake hate that dominated 2 months of this year. During that time, there were 36 hate crimes against Jews so far this year. That's according to the New York Times, who get credit for reporting it. In fact, we've been reading their reports. They did a mea culpa last fall saying, you know, it's really bad these Jews are being attacked for being Jewish, and we really haven't covered it. We're kind of ashamed of that. But the problem is that people doing it are black Democrats. So we didn't talk about it. But maybe we should. Folks, there's video. Would you know, if you turn on the television, Jussie Smollett's face, you'd know it, right? Even if the volume was down. Would you know the Covington Catholic boy's face? You'd know him right away, right? You'll probably know him 5 years from now. You'll remember him. You will never get that stamp out of your brain. You ever seen the faces of the Jewish people beaten, some of them near to death in New York? You know their faces? No? Could you pick them out of a lineup? Mm-mm. Ever seen the video? It's pretty graphic. Ever seen that? No. What do they all have in common? They're white. And they're Jewish. And it's okay. The New York Times, this is an absolute scandal and abomination, has declined to charge a single one of these as a hate crime. You want to talk about actual anti-Semitism? Now, remember earlier this year when there was the Jewish, the Jewish synagogue shooting, right? And they tried to blame Trump for that. Because somehow Trump standing around breathing air equaled racism. Kind of like when the Covington Catholic boys stood around breathing air. And that was racism. Never mind that Trump's daughter and son-in-law are Jews, so are his grandkids, who he loves very much. His son-in-law, who he is involved deeply in his administration, and his daughter, who he's involved deeply in his administration. Not exactly cast-offs. And yet he was the anti-Semite. He had somehow, by breathing, caused the attack on the synagogue. Yet Ilhan Omar, an actual anti-Semite ensconced in Congress, praised by Louis Farrakhan, who called Jews termites, an anti-Semitic term? She's still walking around. They haven't gotten around to rebuking her. Well, why don't we say then that Ilhan Omar calls this the 36 hate crimes against Jews so far this year in New York, compared to only 21 last year at this time? Why isn't it Ilhan Omar's fault? They say it's Trump's. Well, he hasn't said or done anything anti-Semitic. She has. Yet somehow it's Trump's fault. Meanwhile, can you imagine if somebody in a MAGA hat or a Trump shirt or somebody who later on had been found to be a Trump supporter, maybe by their Facebook post or something like that, had been caught on the subway with a razor in New York, screaming racist epithets and slashing, I don't know, Hispanic people, black people across the cheek with a razor? How do you think that would have been covered? Oh, wall to wall, nationwide, Trump's fault, Trump's fault, Trump's fault. Well, it happened. You're thinking, why didn't I hear about it? Because it was in reverse. An Hispanic man screaming, "You white witch," but with a B, attacked a 24-year-old woman. His name's Harlins Hernandez. You'll never hear that name. You'll never know his face. Won't recognize it or be able to pick it out of a lineup. Slashed her face for being white. He had to be held down by other strap holders till the police arrived. Just another hate crime in New York. Another day, another hate crime. Dozens since the beginning of January. Nobody reporting on it. Why is this so important for reality? Because the media projects a version of reality in which only certain people are attacked in this country, all of which turns out to be fake every time. When the real people being attacked in America, not even covered. And that's how they manipulate what you believe to be reality in America. And it's shameful. Do you see this? The female deadlifting record, that's for weightlifting, has been smashed, broken even. Yep, it's done. It's gone. It's out of here. By who? Oh, I love this. A male British rapper who goes by the name of Zuby. Haven't heard any of his work. Zuby says he only identifies as female while weightlifting. No other time. He doesn't look very female while weightlifting. But, you know, that's not important. So he put a video out. He's really into weightlifting. He's really built. You see the picture of him. In which he identified as a female. And then announced he was going to break the British women's deadlift record. Without hardly trying. Quote, this is from the video he put online. I keep hearing about how biological men don't have any physical strength advantage over women in 2019. So watch me destroy the British women's deadlift record without trying. P.S. I identified as a woman while lifting the weight. Don't be a bigot. Zuby tweeted. Attaching a video of himself breaking the record. How are they going to handle this? No, I mean, is there going to be a believability factor? I mean, look, for a long time, and you know this is coming, I've been predicting somebody's going to gig this system. Somebody's going to do essentially what he did. In other words, just to prove the absurdity of it, somebody in some sport who is not transgender but is male is going to identify as a woman, break the record, and then unidentify. Then do essentially what he's done here, do a video on it laughing at everybody. At that point, does the record count? Or is athletic achievement now going to be decided by committee to examine how serious the person's transition actually was? I mean, how would he put an asterisk next to it? Well, he went back to being a male after breaking the women's record. I mean, I don't know how you do it. And I don't know why this wasn't legit. I mean, there are no rules. We're now watching Connecticut track records year after year fall only in women's sports, fall only to men who are transgender. Anyway, this was hilarious. He was basically like, yeah, it's easy to break the women's record. It's not any big thing. No big deal. And he did it right there on camera. I wonder if they'll count it. I guess they won't since it was a joke. But, I mean, I thought records were supposed to be hard things, scientific things. Settled science, right? I mean, they clock you. You weigh in. You dead weight lift. Those are measurable things. But yet the transition is not measurable. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to have athletic records decided by committee. Well, how serious was he about the transition? Well, it only lasted 30 minutes. All right, we're going to need a good 2 solid hours before we can count the record. I just feel bad for women who've worked all their lives. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. It's just madness. Texture writes, I love Zuby. He's a master troll of the whole transgender theology. Yeah, well, his goose is about as cooked as Martina Navratilova's then. Texture writes, is he just trolling everyone? I think so. I think so. Texture writes about my monologue earlier about being woke. I mean, like, truly woke. I was talking to new listeners to the show, which I need to do more often. Texture writes, what should you do if you've been awake for years and are tired now and just want to go back into dreamland and pretend all of this isn't really happening? Tune in to CNN and nothing else. That'll work. Or you could read the New York Times or the Washington Post, but not both. Because they've had a really bad fake news week. No. Things are going badly because while, the Washington Post is declaring some things that Trump has said, that women are sexually assaulted on the way to the border, to be fake, the New York Times didn't get to memo. But they need to begin coordinating and reported that it was real. So they gave Trump, 3 Pinocchios for making up the idea that women were, bound with duct tape and forced to come into the country. So no, that's fake. We don't know where he got it. None of the experts say that. And the New York Times reported it was true. So, I mean, that's, if you're going to lie to the public at that level, I mean, you almost got to see mainstream media sources begin to, you know, collaborate so they get your story straight. So when you lie, you got to keep your story straight. It's a big job. I mean, they need to hire somebody to do that. Texter writes, the left's war on women is real. Get woke. Texter writes, Tara, I predict the first female Special Forces selectee will be a man identifying as a female. Texter writes, Tara, walk through this logical progression with me. Historically, high testosterone levels in athletic competition would disqualify somebody as a cheater. Nowadays, it's heralded. Does this mean that the Olympic committees, anti-doping agencies, and the NCAA compliance people will no longer be able to enforce standards against cheating? You know, I'm fascinated by this, but did you see what the Olympics just did? They're going to let men compete in women's sports this time. And what they've done is set a maximum testosterone level. Well, the thing is, you know, if you have testosterone at puberty, you're going to get the muscle mass. It doesn't matter if you start taking women's hormones to bring it back down. You still have an advantage. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, if you're a woman, I mean, when women have gotten in trouble for doping, it's with testosterone. So, I don't know. I mean, if they catch you with testosterone, can you later say that you were at the time identifying as a man, or do you have to do it before they catch you doping with testosterone? I mean, I don't know. There's no rule on it. So, I mean, it's going to be wide open this year at the Olympics. It's going to be just wide open.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.